Wicked star Ariana Grande calls Trump exec order recognizing only male and female an attack on trans people. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 22, 2025. Wicked star Ariana Grande called President Donald Trump's executive order stating that the U.S. government will recognize only male and female an attack on trans people. On Monday, President Trump signed an executive order rolling back woke policies enacted by former President Joe Biden, which included removing the word gender from federal documents and replacing it with sex. Trump also noted that he would end the government policy of trying to socially engineer race and gender into every aspect of public and private life. Grande responded to Trump by sharing an Instagram post from Advocates for Trans Equality, who wrote, "Today is a tough day for our community. The incoming administration campaigned on attacking trans people's lives, healthcare, and dignity, and we're bracing ourselves for what these extremists will try to do next. No matter what comes, we will protect each other." Advocates for Trans Equality's Instagram post continued, "We have fought even harder battles before and won. We'll do it again." Grande also shared a tirade from podcast host Matt Bernstein, which read, "Let's be very clear, queer and trans people were here before Donald Trump and will continue to be here after he's dead. Whether or not you want us to exist is secondary to the simple fact that we do," Bernstein continued. "The sun does not care if you sign an executive order telling it to stop rising each morning. It just continues to rise." The We Can't Be Friends singer went on to share an Instagram post featuring video footage of a woke Episcopal priestess delivering remarks at the National Prayer Service, writing, "Watch Trump get called out by a bishop during prayer service." As Breitbart News reported, Marianne Budd, an anti-Trump Episcopal bishop of Washington, D.C., used her platform at the National Prayer Service to go on a woke rant, bizarrely claiming that many LGBTQ people, including children, fear for their lives. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.